Can I come in?
Paul! What are you doing here?
I've come to catch a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Just like old times.
Yeah.
Come in, sit down. Oh. If you can find anywhere, I'll put the kettle on.
All right. Oh, it's very impressive, all this work. Are these the research papers for the book? Oh, no, hang on, what's this? My daughter-in-law never lets me see the children. Doesn't sound much like women and food to me. Unless the daughter-in-law's frightened she's going
to
eat them.
Oh, no, I put that down. You know very well you're not supposed to look at letters from the agony page.
Sorry. There's absolutely masses of stuff here.
I'm a bit behind.
I'm surprised you're still doing it.
To be honest, it's a bit of a struggle, staying on top of it all.
Well, couldn't you just jack it in?
Well, between you and me and the baby, I'd love to, but it's a steady income.
Mm.
And I can't afford to turn down the only regular money I get, bar the child benefit.
No, and that's not going to keep you in gin.
Well, quite.
What about your book? Don't you get fabulous advances to cover your living expenses while you're hammering it out?
Well, you do if you're a celebrity or an academic with a proven track record, or if it's something a bit spicy. But I'm just an ex-journalist turned agony aunt stroke mother of two. I did get an advance, but it certainly wasn't fabulous.
Oh, right. But does Richard know you're finding the going tough?
I'm trying not to worry him too much.
Hmm.
Shift that paper. Here's your caffeine fix.
Oh, cheers, Maria. You're an absolute belter. Have you thought about writing to yourself for advice?
Very droll. By the way, what are you doing out and about on a Wednesday morning?
Well, I had an appointment.
A dentist?
Bank.
Overdraft?
Mortgage.
Oh. Do you want one, then?
Well, yes. It's about time we bought our own place.
Goodness me, my two little students settling down and becoming first-time buyers. You'll be getting married next.
You're steady on.
Sorry. Have you started looking yet?
Yeah, we've seen one or two. The trouble is, you never get exactly what you want all in the same place. It's like, yeah, that garden was top, and it was a nice location, but stone cladding? Oh. I don't think so. And then there's another house that would be perfect, but there's only a tiny yard, and it's next door to a petrol station. I mean, if you could sort of pick one house up, move it to the site of the other one, and then add the garage from the first place you went to see, you'd be sorted.
And if you could then move the whole enterprise to the right catchment area for the school of your choice...
Well, we don't have to worry about all that stuff.
Oh, lucky you. I hope you don't move too far away from us.
Oh, no, we'll definitely be around. We've specified town centre, 3 bedrooms, although... The estate agent seems to think that means 2-bed bungalows in the next county at 50 grand more than we can afford.
Oh, other people's moves are so much more enjoyable than your own. Just the thought of even beginning to pack up all our stuff makes me go twitchy.
Well, don't think about it, then.
OK, I won't.
Well, there you are, then. That's one problem solved.
Maria, all our problems are solved.
Really? How did that come about?
Building society payout. It's bonanza time.
How much will we get?
Well, enough for you to stop doing the agony column.
But
don't say you want to carry on. Look at you, you're worn out.
I just had a bit of a bad night, that's all.
Yes, well, with a toddler and a baby, that's hardly an unprecedented event, is it? But be kind to yourself. Let it go. Oh, Maria? Oh. Maria, Toby's crying.
What?
He's awake, he's getting worked up. Hmm. I get him myself, but you know how he goes berserk when he realizes it's only me.
Hmm. Oh, I think I was dreaming.
Oh, I'll fetch him before he wakes Emily up. Coming.
Oh.
You okay?
Yes, I'm all right. Go and get Toby.
Oh, hell. Hello, Emily. Did you wake up? All right, you jump in with Mummy while I get Tobes. Mm. Come on.
So where did you actually spend last night, Richard?
Well, let's see. Up until the hour of approximately 3 a.m, I was in bed with my good lady wife, also known as you. After 3, I spent some time pacing the floor with a colicky infant on my shoulder. Upon said infant's finally dozing off, I attempted to replace him in his sleeping quarters, whereupon he promptly woke up again. I returned him to his mother whilst I visited the bathroom. Upon returning to the marital couch, I discovered... both my children, my good lady wife, and a stuffed giraffe all asleep. That is, I'm not sure about the giraffe. Perhaps inert would be a more accurate description of its condition.
Duly noted, Milan.
I removed said giraffe and insinuated myself into the family bed, thereby achieving a state of blessed oblivion. This came to an end when I was awoken by a piercing pain in my back and ear. This pain was occasioned by Toby's foot and Emily's elbow. As they were both on the other side of you when I got in, this is a matter of some mystery to me. Mm. I got out of bed and got in again on the other side in an area measuring approximately 6 inches in width, and again lost consciousness. This ended abruptly when I rolled over and fell out of said bed, landing on the heretofore mentioned giraffe. At this point, I decided to decamp to Emily's room, where I removed several hundred soft toys from the bed and got in. However, after a fitful sleep featuring a dream about falling off a high cliff, I again awoke to find myself eyeball to eyeball with a fairy hedgehog who had somehow eluded my earlier cowl. I could see said hedgehog clearly due to the light of the sunrise peeping through the curtains. I count myself fortunate that we don't own a dog, as I would doubtless have ended up in its basket.
All that aside, did you have a good night?
Oh, shall we just resign ourselves to the fact that we're going to be four in a bed for the foreseeable and get ourselves a king-size mattress?
Well, they're awfully expensive. Especially when you take into account the fact that you've got to get king-size bedding as well.
Oh, hang the expense.
Well, also, I'm not sure it would solve anything. Amelia's mother has got one, and she says she and Tim still spend most nights hanging perilously over the edge.
Perhaps I'll just book into a hotel for the next 5 years.
Yes, that might be best. Oh, why not get a Zed bed and keep it in our room? That way, if you're forced out, at least you're still with the rest of the family.
Yeah, maybe. But the trouble with a Zed bed is that you tend to end up with a Zed spine.
You're right.
Oh, don't worry, darling. We'll cope. Everyone else does. We will too.
Yes, and after all, it's not for long, is it? Well, not really. Not in the span of a lifetime.
Yeah, not long at all. As soon as Toby hits two, we shall pack them both off to boarding school.
Oh, for goodness sake, this junk mail's getting out of hand. Look at this. Huge pile I've just waded through. Complete rubbish, all of it. You come down, see all these letters on the mat and think, ooh, goody, this looks interesting. You know what it is?
I give up.
I tell you what it is. It's an application form for private medical insurance, 3 different credit card offers, and an invitation to take part in the German lottery.
Do they want you to present it?
I've no idea. I never get down to the small print.
Maria, it's obvious what most of this is. Why don't you just bin it without opening it?
But I have to sort it out for recycling.
Recycling, of course, yes.
Paper that's blank on one side is useful for Emily to scribble on. Prepaid envelopes I stick reuse labels on, and everything else goes to be made into pulp.
Oh, it must take you ages.
Oh, hours and hours if you add it all up.
Then why?
Don't say why, do it, because you know why. If everybody said, I can't be bothered, then all of society would just endlessly consume without ever thinking of the consequences. And the Earth's natural resources would be totally depleted and the ecosystem compromised beyond repair. And what a world for our children to inherit.
Yes.
And I know it doesn't make a blind jot of difference one way or the other whether I personally recycle an envelope or not. But the difference is it matters to me. And it may be a total waste of my time and energy at the moment when both are in precious short supply, but if I consider it a priority, then it is my choice,
okay,
isn't it?
Okay, steady on.
I'm sorry. I'm just a bit tense and tired and exhausted.
Oh, well, cheer up, darling. We've got money in the bank now, or we soon will have.
Hmm?
Building society payout. It's bonanza time.
Oh, so I didn't dream that bit.
What?
Nothing.
I reckon we're going to get a fair whack. More than you receive for your advance.
That being an unfair whack.
The thing is, what shall we do with it?
Well, what I'd really like
I thought we might get some shares.
Shares?
Yes. After all, this is probably the only chance we'll ever get to do anything grown up and financially responsible. And if we buy something steady and sensible, then it'll grow into a nice little nest egg for Emily and Tobes.
That's a really lovely thought.
After all, it's special, isn't it? A windfall. We don't want to just fritter it away on the housekeeping and the gas bill, do we?
No. No, you're right, we don't.
Okay, I'll check it out. Right, got to go now. Mm. Where on earth is Emily, by the way?
She's ensconced in the linen cupboard with my makeup bag.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, I pretended not to notice so I wouldn't have to do anything about it. I haven't got the energy at the moment.
But won't she need to be wiped down before you go out?
Oh, I expect they'll do that at the nursery. The bits that show, anyway. Have you got your briefcase and your library book? Right, Toby. What should we get out first? You, the shopping or the dry cleaning? You, I think. Hey, Maria!
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I've shut Toby in the car.
Oh, where are your keys?
In the car!
Okay, don't panic. Have you got a spare set?
Yes, in the house, but my house keys are in the car.
Gemma, come here! Any windows open?
Well, the hall window might be, but it's tiny. I'd never be able to...
Oh, you don't have to. That's what Gemma's for. Here she comes. Look, just tell her which window it is. She'll do the rest.
But I...
Don't worry. I can't tell you how many times I've locked myself out. Gemma's a dab hand at breaking and entering.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough.
Oh, don't mention it. We all do something daft from time to time. And he don't seem to have come to any harm.
No, thank goodness he was asleep through it all. If he'd seen me panicking, he probably would have worked himself up into a frenzy.
Mm. You could leave a spare set of keys with me if you like, save worrying.
That's a very good idea. I will, thank you. And you too, of course.
Oh, ta. Gemma, stop fiddling with Maria's papers. It's a nice kitchen, this.
Thank you.
Of all the rooms this big?
Well, would you like to look around?
Oh, yes, please. We love looking around houses, don't we, Jem? Sometimes I ring up estate agents and arrange to have a look at somewhere, you know, if I get a bit bored.
Well, this is the hall.
Oh, I like your umbrella stand. It's really unusual, isn't it?
And that's it, everything.
The grand tour.
It really is a lovely house.
Thank you.
And your colour schemes and everything, well, they're really unusual.
Thank you. Would you like another cup of tea?
Oh, well, if you're making one, yeah, ta very much.
Oh, I'll put the kettle on again.
Oh, all right, I'll rinse these cups up. Oh, what a lovely view. Your garden looks nice.
But it's not that special, not at this time of year, anyway.
It looks lovely.
Would you like to see it?
Oh, well, if you're sure you don't mind.
Not at all. Look out, Gemma, it's a little muddy here.
Goodbye, and thanks again. I really am most grateful.
Oh, don't mention it.
No, really, I'd have been stuck without you. If there's ever anything I can do for you.
Oh, we'll hold you to that, won't we, Gem? Bye.
Bye, thank you. Oh, thank God. At least I didn't have to show around the garage.
And could we have two cups of coffee with that and one still mineral water? Thanks very much.
Oh, I hope they hurry up. I'm starving.
Oh, me too. So, do you want to go and see this one in Ludlow Crescent or not?
Well, we could do, I suppose. I'm getting a bit tired of it all, to be honest.
I know, exhausting, isn't it? Fun at first. Once you've seen one conservatory extension, you've seen them all.
The trouble is, you have to keep looking or else you don't find anywhere.
Very profound.
Thanks. Where was that one I liked with the weather vane?
Park Road.
No, that was the one with the shed.
No, it wasn't.
No, you're right. Park Road had that nice bay window.
And it was 20,000 over budget.
Oh, that's right. I knew there was something. No, that one I'm thinking of, I'm sure it was over the other side of town, because it was the same night we went to that curry house, you know, the one with the fish tank.
The one where they undercharged us?
No, that was the one in the high street, the night we went to see the one with the shed.
You're getting confused. The one with the shed was next door to that other one, you know, that man with the hair.
What, in the curry house?
No, the man with the hair that had that open-plan staircase you said looked lethal if you'd had a skinful.
Oh, yeah, I remember, and I've got it now. That one with the weather vane, we saw that the same night. It's in Ludlow Crescent.
It can't be. We haven't seen Ludlow Crescent yet.
Haven't we? I'm sure we have, you know.
Oh, just a tick. Let me get the details out again. Here it is. Let's have a look. Oh, Paul, you're right.
It's the one with the shed.
Surprise!
What on earth are you doing here?
Just a flying visit to see if you're okay. Oh. I thought you seemed a bit down this morning.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Do you want some lunch? Because I've got to go and fetch Emily in a minute.
No, it's all right. I'll grab a sandwich later. I just wanted to let you know two things.
Oh, yes?
Right, I've been looking into this stocks and shares business. A chap at work knows quite a bit. It's fascinating stuff.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I'll tell you about it properly later on. And secondly, about the ironing.
Oh, yes.
It's just, well, I really need to have some done.
Oh, Richard, I do try.
No, I'm not saying you should do it. It's just that we never seem to get time, either of us. And I think if we could just clear all the backlog, maybe it would be easy to stay on top of it.
But how do we clear the backlog?
A chap at work gave her the number of a lady who does ironing.
Same chap who knows about the shares?
No, a different one. Anyway, I gave her a ring and she said, bring it round, she'll do it straight away. Good, eh?
How much?
It's only $4.50 an hour, not bad, I thought.
The trouble is we've got about 10 hours' worth.
No, we haven't. That's just skewed perception. Someone with no ringing phone, no crying baby and no 3-year-old trying to scale the ironing board could see that lot off in an afternoon.
Are you sure? I've got summer clothes in there, you know, been lurking in the bottom since last year.
Trust me. I'll go and shove it all into bin liners and take it with me now.
I'm not sure we've got any bin liners left.
Then I will fashion a rude hammock and dangle it from my ear. Don't worry about anything. Leave it all to me. Struth. It is a lot, isn't it?
I told you.
I don't understand this. We haven't got that many clothes. What is all this stuff?
It's the EC Ironing Mountain. It's a wonder there haven't been reports about it on the news.
In that case, it may be eligible for a grant.
No, only if you don't iron it. Keep it in its wrinkled state.
Oh, well, come on, let's get a move on. If necessary, we'll just have to dip into our windfall payout to cover the cost. There should be enough left for a cup of tea and a donut.
Oh, one small item of good news on the clothes front.
Oh, yeah?
I got your trousers dry cleaned, finally. I've even put them away in the wardrobe.
Sorry, what trousers?
What trousers? Honestly, mind you, I'm not really surprised you've forgotten about them. They've been hanging up in the hall cupboard for about 6 months. A number of times I've gone out without them. Anyway, they're done now.
Would they be a dark grey sort of pinstripey effort?
Yes, that's them.
Ah.
What do you mean, ah?
Nothing. Nothing. I better get off.
Out with it.
Well, it's just... Well, I'd actually put those out ready for the charity shop. You know, we said next time one of those sacks comes round, and I sort of forgot all about them.
Yes, you're right. I remember that now. Hell's teeth, and I just spent 10 quid on getting them done. Are you sure you don't want them?
Yes. Allow me some pride, please. I mean, unironed shirts are one thing, but I do draw the line at 10-year-old trousers.
Oh.
But look on the bright side. I'm sure the Salvation Army will be grateful they're so spruce.
And I was so pleased that I actually remembered to take them. It felt like an achievement, as if I was actually getting on top of things. And what a waste of time. Think what I could have done instead. I could have read some problem letters, cleaned the linen cupboard, showed Julie photos of where we used to live.
What?
And £10 down the drain.
I'll give you that back.
No. You're paying for the ironing. Is that the time? Poor Emily, I must go. Bye, Richard.
Maria.
What?
Don't forget Toby.
Oh, my God. Hello. Asleep, is she?
Oh, spark out. You should have heard her shouting along with old Bear. Absolutely word perfect. Amazing.
What a memory. Do you want a drink?
In a minute. Oh. Well, this is relaxing. Actually, sitting down idly instead of pretending to be on the point of going and doing some ironing. Did you see I brought it back, by the way?
What happened? Did she refuse to do it?
No, it's finished.
You're kidding!
Look, it's all here, look.
Goodness, how beautifully she's done it, and so quick. She must have a machine.
Yes, an iron.
No, silly, I mean one of those clothes press type things.
I'll get it.
Thanks. Mind the ironing.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
We haven't woken the children up, have we?
It's hard to say yet.
No, we tried to ring quietly.
Well, come on in. Come on. Oh, brother. Well, mind the ironing. Oh! Oh! Sorry.
Paul, Ruby, it's nice to see you.
Sorry to barge in on you like this.
No, not at all.
It's just we had to come and tell you. We've found the house we're going to buy.
Not the one with the shed.
Certainly not.
That is, I say we're going to buy it. I suppose what I really mean is we're going to make an offer and they're going to turn it down and we'll raise our offer, 500, and they'll pretend that someone else is on the point of buying it outright and we'll say, oh, sod it. And then we'll say, but hang on a minute, we really like that. And we'll have another go and they'll say, oh, all right then. Well, that seems to be the way it goes, judging from other people's experiences.
You missed out the row with your solicitor.
That's right, you've got to hang up on them at least once.
Oh, have I? All right, well, I'll do that tomorrow then. Get that out the way.
So, tell us all about it.
It's in Bassett Grove, number 25.
Good number.
Good Grove. That's off Park Road, isn't it?
Yeah, we looked at some others round there, but they were too dear.
And it's got three bedrooms and a sitting room and a dining room and a nice big kitchen. Not as big as yours, but a fair size.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
Oh, it is. It is. You'll have to come round and see it.
Well, I think it'd be best to wait until you've moved in. The current owners might be a bit alarmed if we turn up to inspect the fixtures and fittings.
Right.
The colour schemes are hideous.
Well, that's traditional. When we moved in here, all the downstairs paintwork was lime green.
Yeah.
Actually, it's quite a practical colour. It didn't show the dirt at all. In fact, I'm considering painting it that colour again until Piglet and Toby leave home.
And the garden's great.
Yeah, perfect for barbecues.
Oh, God help us all.
Well, this is all very exciting. I think we should have a drink to celebrate.
You're on.
Good idea.
Put the kettle on, would you, Richard?
Oh.
I reckon they wanted us out of the way.
I probably need to indulge in a bit of girl talk.
Which is it, do you think? Something gynecological, or are they getting stuck in with the old emotions?
Neither.
Eh?
Unless I'm much mistaken, they've launched headfirst into decorating schemes.
Oh, heck.
They're probably gone to soft furnishings by now. I wouldn't be surprised if Maria hasn't got an illicit copy of Ideal Home that she wants to show Ruby. How to make lampshades out of old dishcloths or something.
I'm not going back in there.
No. Quite right. We'll spin this tea out for as long as we can. Want a beer?
Now you're talking.
I wanted them out of the way.
I gathered that. What's up?
It's like this. I'm not doing too well at the moment.
At what?
Everything. Motherhood, car keys, dry cleaning.
From where I'm sitting, I'd say you were doing pretty well.
Oh, yes.
Look, I see you've got your ironing done. That's an achievement.
It's not mine, though. Oh, Ruby, I really am struggling to keep my head above water. I'm behind with the column. I barely started the book. And worst of all, I'm taking it out on the kids.
I can't believe that.
I am. I'm really snappy with them, especially poor Emily. She needs more attention than she's getting. I keep letting her do stupid things just so I can have a few minutes' peace. Or read one more letter or peel one more spud.
You're not the first mum in the world to do that, or the last.
Doesn't make it all right, though, does it? And as for poor Tobes, he just has to go along with it all. When I remember his existence, that is.
Oh, dear.
If you think how much attention Emily got at that age, when you were still all living here, Toby might as well be a budgie in comparison.
Okay. Okay, it's not working. Mm. What do you need to make it all work?
I think I need to get a nanny.
What?
I just think it's the obvious solution.
Have you told Richard this?
What do you think?
Oh, right. If you don't mind my asking, can you afford a nanny?
Of course not, but that's beside the point.
How?
Well, you see, there's this building society windfall, which Richard wants to invest for the children's future.
Oh, sweet. Bless him. Some men would see a building society windfall as a chance for a wild weekend. No names, no pack drill.
Oh, it is sweet, and I'd love to be able to do it, but... Well, we could use that money for a nanny, just while I'm writing this blessed book that I bitterly regret saying yes to. And then we could see where we are.
Sounds reasonable. My old tutor seemed to have a new nanny every week. Her husband was in computers and made a pile. More money than sense, the both of them.
Well, as I've got more sense than money, I think the best thing would be a daily nanny rather than a live-in.
You have to pay them more.
More than what?
More than the live-in ones. But you're still expected to provide their meals and pay their national insurance and adopt their babies, so it's not a huge saving.
Well, at least you get to keep your privacy.
Up to a point.
Oh, it's amazing how roomy this bed feels when you first get into it. Mm. And amazing how cramped it gets once there are two more people aboard.
You make it sound as though we're having nightly orgies.
If only.
If only what?
No, I mean, if only we had that much energy. Mm. Oh, if I was up to a nightly orgy, why, I'd... Oh, who knows what I might do.
The ironing, maybe?
Steady. Maria? Mm. If you could have one wish, what would it be?
Get my name off all those mailing lists.
No, let's not stray into fantasy. Try again. Shall I help?
Please do.
Your one wish would be to give up the agony page.
What? Why'd you say that?
Because it's true. Now, don't try to deny it. Paul let it slip.
Oh, really?
It wasn't his fault. In fact, I didn't even notice it at the time. I wasn't really listening. It's only his clumsy attempts to backtrack and deny it all that gave the game away. So I sort of replayed the conversation in my head and worked out what it was. We've been talking about his football team, which naturally led on to agony columns, which led on to you, which led on to him blurting everything out.
It's like confiding in a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old who drinks beer.
Never could take his liquor.
Which makes it even more mystifying why you chose him to be the recipient of your confidences instead of me.
Oh, Richard.
Or instead of Ruby or Toby or the stuffed giraffe. I'm sure you'd have got more sense out of any of them than you did from Paul.
Well, I hardly set out to confide in him. It just happened. I was having a bad day and he was there. I certainly shan't ever tell him anything again.
No, I'm very glad to hear it. Now, look, about this column, give them a fortnight's notice.
Oh, Richard, I can't.
Of course you can.
I know it doesn't pay much, but it...
The salary you lose from the paper will make up with the building society cash.
But it's for the children.
What's more important for their well-being, their money or their mummy?
Oh, don't. I'll only start crying again. We must talk about this calmly.
I am. It's the obvious solution. I was looking at you tonight and really you look done in.
Well, Paul and Ruby stayed longer than they meant to.
Maria, 20 to 10 is not late. Not in the real grown-up world.
I know. I've been a bit tired lately.
A bit? Honestly, Maria, you look washed out. You're like an old dishcloth.
Now I know why we don't have orgies every night. It's because I'm such an ugly old bag.
Oh, darling, I'm not trying to put you down.
Oh, good, I'm glad about that.
You're still gorgeous to me. But really, I am concerned your health will suffer. We don't want you getting anemic again, do we? Or worse.
I suppose you're right. I just feel such a failure.
Oh,
How can you say that? Look at those two beautiful children. You made them. Here's a tissue. Okay, look. Okay? You ring the paper tomorrow and I'll pencil in an orgy couple of weeks' time.
Richard.
Yeah?
You know what you said about confiding in you?
Yeah?
Well, actually, there is something I need to tell you.
Oh, God, you're not pregnant.
No, silly. Chance would be a fine thing. It's about the money. I've come up with a better plan.
Which is?
Use it to pay for a nanny. Say something, Richard.
You never change, do you? Still trying to kill me off with sudden shocks? It's not worth it, you know. There's no insurance.
I carry on with the agony page, and it pays for whatever it pays for at the moment. Then the Building Society money pays for the nanny, and I get time to do the page and the book, because the nanny is looking after the children. I'm picking up Piglet from the nursery and looking for the missing Winnie the Pooh or whatever it is. And the children are getting the attention they need, and I'll really enjoy my time with the children, because I'll have missed them so much, and I'll be all fulfilled and glowing with achievement, and they will have someone who'll read them a story or play peekaboo or sing 110 verses of Old MacDonald Had a Farm instead of grouchy old me saying, in a minute, or wait until I finish this, or because I said so.
Okay.
I just want somebody 9 to 5 weekdays, some local girl who can drive, doesn't smoke, and likes children.
Well, I'm glad you don't want to live in. On the other hand, there is something to be said for someone on call 24 hours a day.
This is silly. I'm bringing his cot back in here tomorrow. Why on earth he put it in his room in the first place escapes me.
Oh, some book or other you'd read, I think. Emily, where did you spring from? Oh, jump in, sweetheart.
Emily, did he just say yes?
And tell Mummy I've gone to your bed, will you?